It's pretty hot. You know, it's really hard. It's been, I think, you know, it wasn't going to be the best start when it obviously rained in the prologue, but since then it's been incredibly hot. I think there's a lot of guys struggling, and after 10 days already, it's took its toll on a lot of people, so.
It's another chance for you today to grab a stage win. You've got two wins so far, a sprint stage today. You're currently fifth. Do you see today as a must-win day for you?
You know, we'll do our best to win. Obviously, it's a sprint. There's some great riders here, some great sprinters here. Things didn't go away the first week, but we got, you know, we got two stage wins, which is really good. And obviously, yeah, today plays into our hands, being a bunch sprint. And hopefully, if it is, we'll give it our best shot at winning. So,
you're very emotional character, aren't you? Because we've already seen you throw your helmet out of the bus. We've seen you cry. Is that sort of fiery bit of your character the bit that makes you so good at sprinting?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm just passionate about what I do. I love the sport. I did it, you know, since I was a kid, and that's what drives me to ride my bike every day, is the fact I love it, the fact I'm passionate about it, the fact I'm passionate about winning at my job, you know. And yeah, that's it. I think maybe it's played on a lot. You know, people see what they want to see. I didn't throw my helmet out of the bus, you know. I took it off on the bus and it fell out of the stairs.
All
you know?
Right.
But, you know, that's what happens with most things nowadays with me. You know, the people put what they want from certain situations. So that's just how it is. Yeah, I'm emotional. I don't believe in I believe in wearing my heart on my sleeve, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you know. And I don't believe in trying to be someone I'm not, so.
Oh, sorry, Cav. We thought you were just throwing a strop. Sorry. You are a sprinter.
No,
you are a sprinter.
I did actually throw a strop, but I didn't throw me out the bus.
All right. you are a sprinter. You're probably the fastest man in the world in a bike at this sort of thing. But you've talked a lot about the teamwork that's involved in making sure that you can win a stage. Explain that to us, the people who haven't ridden in a Tour de France.
You know what? One of the most common things that I get told to me now is, oh, you know, this tour, most people said, like, oh, hasn't Mark Rencher done a great job? And one of the most common questions that he gets asked is, oh, do you ever get tired of working for somebody else, you know, and sacrificing your own chances? But at the end of the day, it's like cycling team, it's not, at the end of the day, one guy crossed the line with the hands in the air, but it's the guy, the whole job as a professional cyclist is to display your sponsor's logo across the finish line. And obviously in a sprint day, it doesn't mean, you know, I'm a sprinter, so I've got a team of eight guys riding for me. I'm just the ninth part of a nine-man machine, you know, and that's how it works. And we have to work out the best possibility to cross the line with the hands in the air to display a sponsor's logo. And that works out, obviously, me sprinting at the end, Mark Renshaw one ahead of me, putting me in best position, Bernie Eisel ahead of him, Tony Martin ahead of him, and so on and so on, you know. And you know, it's a group of nine people working to display their sponsor first. It sounds quite blunt, but technically that's how it is, you know. And okay. And that's why afterwards, yeah, it's okay, you know, people see the photos of me crossing the line, but I'm just finishing off a job that you know, that my team's done an incredible amount of work and set me up for, so.